Since Governor Larry Hogan has held Maryland's highest elected office, Baltimore's homicides have gone through the roof. In 2015, there were 344 homicides. In 2016, 318. And so far in 2017, 323. Hogan wants 2018 to show a different story, and for that, he's got a plan. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
Governor Hogan unrolled a multifaceted violent crime plan that he hopes will show immediate results and send his message loud and clear.
I have absolutely no tolerance whatsoever for these repeat violent offenders and these criminal gangs causing lawlessness in our streets. And we need to remove as many of them as we can as quickly as possible.
Hogan is deploying officers where needed.
Effective immediately, the Maryland State Police will assist the Baltimore Police Department and the Baltimore City Sheriff's Department in serving high priority warrants. I am tasking MSP to work with the locals to identify and focus on the highest priority, most dangerous, and most violent of those warrants.
According to the Baltimore Police Department, 90% of homicide victims have criminal records averaging 11 arrests and 3 convictions. Hogan said there's still a need to discuss long-term measures to reduce crime, but he wants to affect public safety now. So 200 state parole and probation officers are helping the Baltimore Police Department look for violations.
We have placed these state officers in every single precinct of Baltimore City to work in tandem with BPD officers.
Hogan said he wanted to provide Baltimore's mayor and police commissioner with any assistance he could. The State Department of Housing and Community Development and the Stadium Authority will now work with the city to target and demolish blighted houses in neighborhoods that have high crime.
We want to give these violent criminals fewer places to hide.
Some of Hogan's initiatives were focused on statewide crime. Last year, there were more than 330 drug trafficking organizations in Maryland.
Gang activity is up. Heroin, fentanyl, and carfentanyl are out of control and growing.
Through a combination of federal, state, and local law enforcement officers, the Maryland Criminal Intelligence Network will strategize to collect and share data across counties. In addition, the governor said he would send to the General Assembly a package of tough-on-crime bills. I'm Mary Rose Madden for 88.1 WYPR.